Today we have some very special guests with us. Today is Scout Sunday. And so over here we have our Scout group. Would y'all want to stand so we can at least recognize you? And some of you are so full from the breakfast that you had, you'll probably try to sleep through the sermon. Unfortunately, I have electrified all your seats, and I have a little panel up here to give you shocks. But no, we're so glad y'all are here, and thank you so much. Anything else y'all need to say or anything? Okay, he says no. Good. Don't forget this week that we have our Ash Wednesday services on Wednesday. There's midday quiet communion at 12:15. And then our regular Ash Wednesday service at 7 o'clock. And of course, that means if you didn't get enough pancakes today, Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper is Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, I'm sorry. I think that's right. I didn't write it down on my sheet. 6 o'clock. People are nodding, so 6 o'clock. Greg Cross wants to talk about Family Promise. Sunday.
If you would like to help with setup or breakdown, you will not be turned away. If you have any questions about volunteering or where you can fit in with this program, the Family Promise team members will be in the narthex immediately after worship today to answer your questions and or hopefully sign you up. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Now, normally this would be the time that I would call on Sarah to come up and make her announcements, but she is not here. She is off skiing with our youth. And for some reason, as I have thought about that this morning, I thought if Sarah were here, she might say, "Tally-ho!" Is that a skiing term? No. Oh, well, for some reason I thought that, and you'll have to tell me what tally-ho goes with then. What is it? Fox hunting? So close, you're right, I was so close. Okay, well, ignore the tally-ho stuff. But the other thing that Sarah might tell you is that today is the last day for the Super Bowl. And I'm just thinking through that announcement right now, and I'm thinking there aren't any youth to collect. And I don't know where the bowls are. We'll work on it, okay? All right. I think that's all I have. Did you have to say anything?
I did. First of all, the ski term is look out below.
Yeah. Let's prepare for worship and for walking. Thank you. rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who creates us and forms us, who redeems us and calls us, who unites us and sends us. Amen. Amen. Gathered in God's presence, let us confess our sin. Mighty and loving God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We seek our own way. We divide the body of Christ. In your mercy, cleanse us and heal us. Let the words of our mouths, the thoughts of our hearts, and everything that we do be filled with faith, hope, and love. Amen. Hear the voice of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim release to the captives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim to you that your sins are forgiven and you are released. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are yours forever. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all,
Let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen, amen. This is the feast of victory for our God.
And immortal. You are beyond our knowing, yet we see your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Transform us into the likeness of your Son, who renewed our humanity so that we may share in his divinity. Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated. Would the children please come forward? Lily, it looks like just you and me today. So, I want you to know, I had this great children's sermon planned. And as I often will do, if I have something to show you that does something, I try it out ahead of time. And here's what I have. I'll show you what I have. I have these cool glow sticks. And I thought, I'll do one and see how good it glows. And you know what? It works in a really, really dark room. It's not going to work so well in here. Have you ever had a glow stick before? Well, I hope it worked better than these. But anyway, I'm going to get one of these. And, you bend it like this. And y'all notice how it's glowing. If you were in a really, really dark room, this would really impress you. And I'm going to put this on, and you can actually bend it around and put the other end in, and it's a little bracelet. And I'm going to give it to you, except that came off. Let's try that again. And I thought, here, you can have it. And I thought to myself, what a great thing. Ooh, we'll do a red one. How about that? And I said, well, we'll talk about how this glows and how on today we're remembering something called the Transfiguration, where Jesus went up on a mountain and Moses and Elijah were there with him, and he glowed with God's glory. And that was so cool because it told everybody Jesus wasn't just a regular guy. He was the Son of God. That's pretty cool, huh? And I thought, you know, if I had these glow sticks, I could give everybody a glow stick and they could wear it as a bracelet. And every time they saw it glowing throughout the service, they could think about Jesus glowing up on that mountain. Isn't that kind of cool? Except you're not going to see it glowing because it's too much light in here. Okay? So then I thought, well, I could make a better point maybe. I could say that here we have something that people made that are supposed to glow, and it didn't do such a good job, did it? No. But Jesus on that mountain, it wasn't from us. That was God showing through. Did it work? Yes, it sure did. He glowed with God's glory. And so that's what we're remembering today. And so every day, all day today, as you look at this, and you can think about how it's not working, you can remember about how it did work for Jesus. You know, that Jesus really is God's Son. Okay? That's what I hope you'll remember today. Let's have a prayer. Dear Jesus, we give you thanks that you showed us who you really are. Help us to remember your glory and in all ways to live for you. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Exodus. Moses came down from Mount Sinai. As he came down from the mountain with the two tablets of the covenant in his hand, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, the skin of his face was shining, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the leaders of the congregation returned to him, and Moses spoke with them. Afterwards, all the Israelites came near, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord has spoken with him on Mount Sinai. When Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out. And when he came out and told the Israelites what he had been commanded, the Israelites would see the face of Moses, that the skin of his face was shining. And Moses would put the veil on his face again until he went in to speak with him. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
from 2 Corinthians. Since then, we have such a hope, we act with great boldness, not like Moses, who put a veil over his face to keep the people of Israel from gazing at the end of the glory that was being set aside. But their minds were hardened, indeed, to this very day. When they heard the reading of the Old Covenant, that same veil is still there, since only in Christ is it set aside. Indeed, to this very day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their minds. But when he turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. Therefore, since it is by God's mercy that we are engaged in this ministry, we do not lose heart. We have renounced the shameful things that one hides. We refuse to practice cunning or to falsify God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we commend ourselves to the conscience of everyone in the sight of God. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. On the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, a great crowd met him. Just then a man from the crowd shouted, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son. He is my only child." Suddenly a spirit seizes him, and all at once he shrieks. It convulses him, and he foams at the mouth. It mauls him and will scarcely leave him. "I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not." Jesus answered, "You faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here." While he was coming, the demon dashed him to the ground in convulsions. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And all were astounded at the greatness of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
A woman walked up to a little old man rocking in a chair on a porch. She said, "I couldn't help noticing how happy you look. What's your secret for a long, happy life?" The man looked back with a satisfied, smug expression and said, "I smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day. I also drink a case of whiskey a week and eat fatty foods and never exercise." "That's amazing," the woman said. "How old are you?" The man looked back and said, 26. I guess you could say he did not have that healthy glow about him. There's a lot of glowing going on in our lessons today. On the mountain, Moses and Elijah appear with Jesus and they glowed with heavenly glory. We call it the transfiguration, as something about Jesus allowed Peter, James, and John to catch a momentary glimpse of his heavenly glory. It's a story that shows us who Jesus really is and that he is the Son of God. But there's also a lot of glowing going on in our Old Testament lesson too, and it's far less familiar to us. Here's the part you already know. Moses had led the people of Egypt out of Egypt in God's direction and action, and then they wandered in the wilderness for a long time, sometimes grumbling and complaining against God, sometimes worshiping golden calves, sometimes collecting manna, and sometimes gathering at the foot of God's mountain to be near to God and to receive God's laws and commands for how they should live. And our lesson today describes just such a time. Moses had been on the mountain with God for a long time, and when he came back to the people, his face shone with God's glory. In fact, his face shone so brightly that the people couldn't even look at him, and he had to wear a veil to cover it. Whenever he went to talk with God, he would uncover his face, but when he was with the people, he wore the veil. You might think of it a little bit like a sunburn, maybe. After a day at the beach, your skin still radiates the heat of the sun. Well, Moses' face radiated the glory of God. And by that, the people knew he had been talking directly with God on their behalf. So, there's a lot of glowing going on in our lesson today. But here's the question. How much glowing goes on in our lives? Do our lives glow with God's glory showing through? Or do we find ourselves all too often using, well, not sunblock, but God block formula 30? No. No, what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be a follower of God, is that like Moses, we come to be with God here in this place in God's direct presence. And then when we leave, our lives should reflect that we have spent time with the holy and almighty God. Our lives should glow in a way to give God glory. People should be able to tell just by looking at us, by looking at our actions, that we are God's people. Being near to God can transfigure and transform us. A 140 years ago, there was this group of 6 or 7 gold miners who had been out prospecting and were attacked by Indians and lost all their supplies. They were going back to Bannock, Montana, a little town of about 350 people. On their way back to Bannock, they crossed a creek bed, and as prospectors are prone to do, many of them reached down and picked up a rock from the creek. They found a couple of absolutely gorgeous nuggets of gold. They knew that this was a great find, and so the 6 or 7 miners said, "Shh, let's not tell anybody about what we have seen and about what we have found. Let's go back to Bannock, get some mules, picks, shovels, and other supplies, and then we'll come back on Monday. But let's agree, don't tell anybody, and we will go to work and stake our claim." It came Monday morning, sunrise, and they were ready to leave Bannock. And there were 300 people loaded up to follow them. Why? Who told? Well, the Bannock newspaper reported, "Their smiles betrayed them." That's how it should work for us. Our faces, our actions, our words, our lives should shine out the glory of God for all to see. You see, the issue of the transfiguration is not that Jesus changed. The issue is how it changes us. A famous preacher once said, "I would not give you much for your religion unless it can be seen. Lamps do not talk, but they do shine." Oh, people of God, exercise your faith. Care for the poor and needy. Reach to the outcast. Think of yourself less. Follow the way of Jesus and be faithful. Have a healthy glow. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty Lord and Savior, today we see you revealed in glory. Thank you for this gift, O Jesus. Help us to open our eyes to your work in us. Lead us in giving our lives to serve others, that we might shine for you. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, open our ears this day to listen to you. Truly, there is nowhere else for us to go. Truly, you have the words of eternal life. Create a hunger in us for your word, Lord God. Draw us near to your hearts. Unite our wills with your will. Lead us always and strengthen us to follow you. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Savior, our world is in need of being transformed. Where our world is wrong, make it right in your love. End the divisions that separate us. Unite us as your people, living in love and understanding. Heal the sick, comfort the sorrowed, ease the burdens that so many carry. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Finally, O God, transform us by your presence with us every day. Change us by your Spirit so that forgiven we reach out to others in love and mercy. Charge us with zeal and enthusiasm in our faith that we may live your love. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray. Trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also
let us share God's peace.
Let us pray.
Merciful God, as grains of wheat scattered upon the hills were gathered together to become one bread, so let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, O holy God. You are the life and light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you for Jesus, your Son. He is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Lord, you are the Lord.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. We thank you, O God, that you have fed us at your banqueting table with bread and wine beyond compare, the very life of Christ for us. Send your Spirit with us now that we may set the captive free, use your gifts to build one another up, and in everything reflect your glory, revealed in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.